Repete grapete.
Repete é gostoso demais. Quem bebe grapete, repete.
All right, it's Grapefest time, and it's brought to you by Twin Peaks. Thank you, Ham. Here is David.
Grapete é gostoso demais.
Thank you very much. Happy Leap Day.
Happy Leap Day indeed.
February 29th.
What a day indeed.
We got a bonus day in Black History Month.
We did. It's really what...
You're welcome, Donovan.
What the African Americans have been clamoring for all these years is just one more day.
Right. And so, Leap Year exists, if you don't know. And we kind of touched on this in Bob's World a couple weeks ago. But it exists to keep the months of the calendar in sync with annual events, particularly equinoxes and solstices.
Right.
Your celestial events.
Because if it's messed with long enough, if my math serves me correctly,
mm-hmm.
that in like 100 years, summer would be in November.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So, the common thought is that a year is 365 days,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually 365 days and 6 hours.
Very important little tidbit there.
Indeed.
It's weird. I mean,
I know
how, like when God was setting this up.
Yeah, he didn't like, make the calendar.
He didn't account for the extra 6 hours.
But those that did, think of the minutiae that they had to fight through to actually figure this out.
Right.
That's the amazing part to me.
But so, as you said, Corby, if we did not have a leap day.
Yeah, Corby.
If we just stuck with 365 days every year, year after year, after a few hundred years, summer would be in November and Christmas would be in the summer. Everything would be flipped.
Did you hear that, Bob?
Because everything would just slide.
Can be kind of fun, right?
Might be.
Kind of freshen things up.
Yeah.
So, how did this start? Most ancient calendars, like the Hebrew calendar, the Buddhist calendar, the Chinese calendar, they are lunar calendars. They are based on the position of the moon as well as the position of the earth relative to the sun.
Is there a guy named like Phil Calendar that started it all?
No. The Roman calendar.
It was Roman.
You're thinking colander.
It was introduced by Julius Caesar.
Really?
Yeah. So he was the one who ordered the calendar to be completely redone. And he had famously...
I wonder what it was before.
Well, so...
The Julian calendar?
Is that...
What
thing?
So the Romans, before this, the Romans, they had a 10-month calendar, and then they had a... what they called just a winter period that was kind of differing lengths based on the...
It was based on like cow menstruation.
Yeah, based on cow menstruation. And so that's how they would kind of... It was kind of floating, and that's how they would keep it lined up with the solar year. But Julius Caesar didn't like that, and he had spent time in Egypt when he was banging Cleopatra. And so he became convinced of the superiority of the Egyptian calendar, which had 365 days and an occasional month that was inserted when astronomers observed that things were getting off with the stars. So they would just add a month like every 50 years or something like that, right? And so Caesar decided, instead of doing those course corrections and just
every 50 years.
Yeah, just having it kind of willy-nilly. He was like, let's just add a day to every fourth year. So it was his idea. And so he said, let's just stick it on the second month of the year. So that's why it's at the end of February. And so in order to get this on track, at the end of the year 46 BC, Caesar added 2 extra long months to make up for all of those messed up calculations in the past. And so on January 1st, 45 BC, the calendar that we still use today began.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that nuts?
It really is.
So the only time that it has been tweaked since then, in the 16th century, scholars noticed the time was slipping a little bit. That
into the future?
Yes. Slipping into the future.
Nice one, Lando.
Good job, Lando.
Good one.
Give yourself a high five.
So Caesar's calculation was that a year was 365.25 days, but that overestimated a year by 11 minutes. And so those 11 minutes kept on stacking up. And so Easter had drifted by the 16th century. Easter had drifted roughly 10 days.
I'm fascinated by this.
Seriously.
Like,
11 minutes.
Pieces of chalk on a cave wall to try to figure out when it gets its coldest point and you go all the way around again. And it had to have taken, like, you would think generations to sort
yes,
out
right.
how long a year is.
So Pope Gregory the 13th.
We have Gregorian things happening here, don't we?
He commissioned a modified calendar, which kept the leap day, but in order to eliminate the inaccuracy, they eliminated leap day on centurial years. So 1700, 1800, 1900, two zeros at the end. They eliminated leap day on centurial years not divisible by 400.
Oh my
what?
God.
I love this formula.
So the year 2000, we had a leap year, but 1700, 1800, and 1900 did not have leap days.
This is like the quarterback rating formula.
Right? Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And so the Gregorian calculation is still off by about one day every 3,000 years. So it's much tighter.
So we're okay with that.
We're
though.
Okay with that. That's a level of inaccuracy we can be all right with. So how many people in the world, there are 8 billion people in the world, how many people have a leap birthday?
Out of
8 billion.
I'm going to say
250.
I was going to defer my guess to Peyton Yeager. Yes, that's right.
I'm going to say that there are 4 million.
Close. 5 million people on the planet have a leap birthday.
Pretty good math.
That's really good.
Quick math.
No, that's great.
I'm only off by a million.
Right? It's so close.
Snake.
And so what do you do when you're a leapling? When you are a...
March 1st is your birthday.
You tell them to get over it.
Do you want to keep it in February? Do you...
No. That's your 28th. That is your. It's not the 28th. It's the next day. So whatever the next day is, March 1st or the 29th in leap year, that is your birthday, right? It has to be that way.
I'd be cool with them just picking any day they want that year.
Like, yeah, just have it float any time of the year.
Yeah, you can cash it in. It's like a cheat day.
It's like a complimentary drink ticket from the Mandalay.
That's
Bay
exactly
Casino.
What it is. Yes, you can redeem this at any point.
Something, if you are a leapling and you're looking for something to do tonight, something fun at the Sundown at Granada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have rooftop movies up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, they are screening the 2010 rom-com Leap Year starring Amy Adams. Do you know this movie? Do you remember this movie?
I remember the title. I 100% did not see Leap Year, though.
Didn't you and Chris screen this one?
It's 2010. You know, we weren't working together in 2010.
So,
Big Smooth was there.
Amy Adams plays a woman named Anna, who travels to Ireland.
Yeah.
And why does she travel to Ireland? So it's a tradition in Britain and in Ireland for women to propose marriage on leap day.
Whoa. Yay.
So
that's kind of cool.
The tradition, it's like a Sadie Hawkins dance kind of, right?
Yeah.
So it dates back to 5th century Ireland. St. Bridget was complaining. She was nitpicking to St. Patrick. And she said, women out there are tired of waiting on their men to propose. And so she asked St. Patrick, she said, why don't we let women propose once every 4 years on leap day? And so it became known as Ladies' Privilege or Bachelor's Day. And so that was the premise of the movie, that she...
I'll see myself.
It's all woke.
Did it work out for her?
Well, it's a rom-com. What do you think? I watched the trailer. She gets stranded with an Irishman, and she falls in love with the Irishman.
Oh. And then ends up marrying him?
Well, we don't know, because at the end of the trailer...
At the end of the trailer,
she's with the Irishman, and she's gazing lovingly into his eyes, but then her boyfriend shows up and proposes to her, and she doesn't know what to do. Like, this is what she's always wanted, but now she has feelings for this other man.
It looks like, Dave, if I can...
I won't watch 1 minute of this.
Go ahead and spoil this for you.
She ends up with the Irish guy?
Looks like it. Yeah. If the Irish... Okay, you tell me. It looks like her boyfriend was named Jeremy Sloan. Okay.
Yeah. Do you see the actor who played him?
The great Adam Scott.
Yes.
Derek from Step Brothers.
Hasn't had a carb in 4 years.
But I think that's right. You tell me, because the other actor, the character's name is Declan O'Callaghan.
Irish or no?
Huh. But if you're thinking about getting married on Leap Day.
Yeah.
In many countries, getting married on Leap Day is considered bad luck and a sure ticket to divorce.
I thought you were going to say it was considered like null and void. That way you always have an out. It's like, this really didn't
work. Well, you only have to buy an anniversary gift once every 4 years, so it kind of works out that way. And then, I don't know if you remember this most famous Leap Day tradition.
Leap Day William, Leap Day William, bursting from the sea. Will he bring his bucket of sweets for mom and pop and me? My Leap Day William is visiting.
Did you not grow up with Leap Day William? He lives in the Mariana Trench. He emerges every 4 years to trade children's tears for candy. You are missing out. Every 4 years, you get a magical extra day.
A day to do the things you ordinarily wouldn't do, to take chances.
Is that 30 Rock?
Yeah, it's got to be our guy from 30 Rock. Yeah. Kenneth?
There's no point to that. You just play audio.
Yeah, I just wanted to play audio. But yes, Leap Day William, he's dressed in a blue and yellow suit with a gray handlebar mustache. He looks kind of like the Monopoly guy.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey played him in the fake TV show.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We need a...
I know you're going to mark that. It's all right.
No.
Leap Day William.
We need more of Kenneth.
So I don't want you to worry at all about things being marked, Lando.
So everybody set out your child's tears tonight and hope that you get candy from Leap Day William.
And shout out to my good friend Chris Leap, the only man I know with the last name of Leap.